And I've rooted them up. It don't have a shell like a peanut.
Well, can you think of any other different kinds, or different other words that people call peanuts?
Goofers and ground. Oh, I can't call it now. I don't know what it is if you call it.
Okay.
My mind's not working.
How about ground peas?
Ground peas, yeah, I've heard him call them.
Okay. How about pindas?
Yeah, pindas.
Now,
that's what the people used to call them a long time ago, was pinders. Got plant pinders, but it's called peanuts now.
Uh-huh. But the pinders and the peanuts
the
are
same
peanuts.
Thing.
But
yeah.
The chufas are different.
Oh, that's different, yeah.
Well, now how about goobas?
Well, that's peanuts, if I understand
okay.
it right.
Okay. And what about ground nuts?
Well, now I don't know what that would be, a peanut or a chufa.
Do people call them ground nuts in the area?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's see, what are some other kinds of nuts that grow on trees in this area?
Oh, pecans and walnuts and chestnuts, all kind of nuts.
Okay.
We have walnuts and pecans.
Well, do you ever pick walnuts?
No, they're too hard to crack.
Uh-huh.
I used to. We had a large tree, and when my children were going to school, why, I'd get out in the winter when it was cold and pick out the most. They were delicious in syrup candy or in any kind of bread. And you know, just a half a teacup full would flavor anything so good.
Well, how did you...
But I don't pick them out.
How'd you get into them?
Take a hammer and put it up on a block of stove wood. And if you want to know what a block of stove wood, that's what they split and put in the stove. And crack them with a hammer. They were real hard to crack.
Uh-huh.
And hard to pick out, but I used to pick out a few all along and along to put in bread, or we liked them in syrup candy.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that really sounds good. Well, what do you call the hard outer shell on a walnut?
Well, the hull, I reckon.
Okay, and how about, well, I don't know if walnuts have these or not, I guess they do. I know, pecans do, but they have that shell
on the outside,
and
then that hard thick one on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you call the one on the outside that's easy to get off?
I don't know. Is it called the skin or just the outside?
Okay. Let's see now. Would you name some different kinds of nuts? Not necessarily that grow here, but just nuts that you can buy.
Oh, well, filbert nuts, and they grow them where my daughter is. She brings a lot of them.
Uh-huh. Those are those big ones, aren't they?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And I don't know, I can see them in my mind, but I can't call them.
What about the kind that people slice up sometime real thin and put them on coffee cakes or...
I know what you're talking about. But I can't call it. But I know where it's from.
Okay. Almonds or?
Yeah, there's almonds.
Okay.
And there's another kind too that they slice. But I can't call it.
There's one of them that's about, well, I guess they're all about that big. That doesn't help much. But it's sort of shaped like a half
moon.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a delicious nut too.
Yeah, that's my husband's favorite kind of nut, I think.
I don't know. I don't remember now what they're called, but they're good.
Okay.
My children used to call them negatives.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And buy them in the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do those grow locally?
Mm-mm. I've never seen any of them. I don't know where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has never brought any from out yonder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they grew.